Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Whately on SEN.
Story on the station for the past week, the Wangaratta Magpies and their premiership in the Ovens and Murray League. The punishments initially for a breach of the salary cap and then being stripped of the premiership, it seems, from a board meeting on Monday night. David Sinclair is the chairman of the Ovens and Murray Football Netball League. David, thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, morning, Jared.
Why was this decision ultimately made, David, to strip the Magpies of their premiership?
Look, Jared, I guess it was after they had went through the process with AFL North East Border and were found guilty of salary cap breaches, they, out of that, it became evident that they had breached bylaws of our league, and we wanted to send the strongest possible message to the other nine clubs of our competition and community football in general that integrity is everything, and the rules are there and you need to operate within them.
Was it a secondary consideration, David, or was that the first time that your league had sat down to determine penalties?
It was the first time that we'd sat down to determine penalties. Initially they were audited, there were three charges laid by the peak body AFL North East Border. That went to a tribunal. They were found guilty. Wangaratta didn't appeal the guilty verdict, so they were accepting of it. And then we sat down on Monday night to see whether they had breached, as a consequence, had breached any bylaws of our competition. We have bylaws that speak to adherence of approved player payments or the salary cap, as well as the player points. They had breached that bylaw, and as a consequence, we decided that we needed to send the strongest possible message, as I say, to both Wangaratta and our other nine clubs that it won't be tolerated, and it was a tough decision, Jared, but it was one that had to be made. So moving forward, clubs now know that they need to operate within the rules and within the salary cap.
So that the club self-reported, David, just give me an insight into, do you think this was an innocent mistake made by a volunteer, or do you think there was the intent to deceive and claim an advantage that shouldn't have been possible?
Well, look, I wasn't privy to how the investigation unfolded, other than I do know that once Wangaratta were, once the investigation initially started, back in December, and to that end, both clubs that make a grand final, not only in the Ovens and Murray League, but across all competitions, are audited by a salary cap audit officer. And once that audit had started of Wangaratta, as they started to move through that audit process, it became evident to Wangaratta that they were in breach of the salary cap, and they self-reported while the audit was underway.
Do you think it was intentional or accidental?
Oh, look, I'm happy to take the club at its word. And I think that the tribunal have commented on this as well, that they were saying that it wasn't intentional, that it was an administrative error. But there were, a number of issues, errors made in terms of overpayment as well as compliance. So it wasn't just sort of one error. There were a number of errors that were made and different rules that they did breach.
Do you think the rest of the clubs in that competition are adhering to the salary cap, David?
Jared, there's no firm evidence to suggest otherwise. That said, I didn't come down in the last chair. I'm sure that there are third-party payments going on in other clubs, but as a league, we can only deal with the facts and what's in front of us. And as soon as any other club is detected of breaching the salary cap, we'll deal with it accordingly. But at the moment, you know, as I say, we can only deal with what we know, and it is a fact that Wangaratta were in breach of the salary cap when they won that premiership in 2022. And as a consequence, we had no issue in stripping them of the 2022 premiership, which was, in our view, won unlawfully.
Is there a right of appeal for Wangaratta?
Well, it was a board decision, so it's not as if we're a tribunal and they can then go and appeal against it. I'm sure that they will go to AFL Victoria to see whether there is any recourse from their end. But we don't believe that there is any right of appeal because it is a board decision as opposed to a tribunal decision.
David, they're big decisions. Will you award the premiership to Yarrawonga or will you leave it vacant?
We won't award it to Yarrawonga. We'll, as far as the league's history goes, it will just be noted that there's no premier recorded for the 2022 season.
Yep. David, I appreciate you taking those questions.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Good on you. David Sinclair is the chairman of the Ovens and Murray Football and Netball League.